This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, we're here. It's 10 past 12. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, you just heard Susie. She'll be back here for Overrated next hour and the newscast. We have more sports than normal today during the football season. We all most of the time open with the purple because no other business in this town is as discussed as the Minnesota Vikings. Nothing is close. Then you had a championship game last night where I am complaining about the officials. Now, my father, I was first going at Collar because Collar was all over it very early. And I put a tweet out there at Collar and said, the ghost of my father has invaded Matthew Collar. And then one of the calls started to bug me. So we're going to talk about the links and the anger and the bitterness with our friend Sloan Martin at 12:35. We're going to get to politics, just utter incompetence in Edina. Hey, I don't, I'll just leave these ballots just right there. Go ahead. Elon Musk, here's $1 million. Wink, wink. I know who you know who I know I want you to vote for. Maybe you'll win $1 million. And then Arnold Palmer's penis comes into play. Where did you have that one? Things that you could predict for the weekend, Dave. Arnold Palmer's penis. How high on the list was that? Well,
frankly, I was a bit shocked that it took this long. I thought we were going to get to that back in September.
Not only will we talk about it, but our Jack William Nicholas is going to chime in.
Well, he would know. He's been in that shower.
He's been in the shower. I mean, so, I mean, Winnie can't join us. You know, Arnold definitely had a reputation. I don't know. I know there's a guy I could call in town who would know about some ladies we could call. I'm not doing that. But our Jack Nicholas is calling in. By the way, Jack is on the road himself. You'll hear where. I was shocked.
I did not think that was going to be the case, but
no. Chip Scoggins on the purple, links, and other items. And Reed Forgrave on politics and religion. So plenty of good stuff for you. I wish we had a giveaway today. And I thank our promotions team, though. That's right, we don't have one. Be nice if we had.
We've got people now.
Do we have people now?
We've got people.
Oh, I just thought it was Brad.
Well, he's one of the people.
Okay.
We've got other people.
Okay.
You've got plenty you could give away.
Gave away a lot of shots yesterday.
Yeah. Sounds like there's a couple clubs that you probably don't need anymore.
Nice of you to show. I'm blaming you. I didn't play as well as I've been playing lately.
You missed me?
You tapped out.
I did.
And I think it threw me off. I mean, because certainly wasn't the 82 degrees and one club wind. It was I could be like the Lynx and own up to it. But no, they're blaming the officials, so I'm going to blame you.
Mm.
You know?
Would have liked to have been there.
Yeah. You seem to be feeling a little better today, though, right?
I'm much more perky today than I was Saturday night and most of yesterday.
Are you going to appear tonight?
I think so.
Okay. 100-year anniversary party tonight, Chanhassen Dinner Theater. Tickets are sold. I don't know if anybody's scalping any outside, though. I wouldn't eliminate it.
No. In fact, it's not a bad idea.
Right?
Well, you bring it up.
You could do that. You could scalp your seats. I'm not encouraging anybody to rush the gate. But if you want to show and say, hey, could we get in? You didn't hear it from me.
No.
But give it a try.
Yeah, I'll just, you know, I can make up a quick little sign. I need tickets. Hopefully a couple people coming by will decide, seems like a better deal. Then
yeah.
I can double the price, sell them to somebody else.
That could be pretty good. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to see a lot of people and a lot of very loyal, kind listeners are showing up. I don't think my opinion has changed at all about the Minnesota Vikings. They lose a game, and I don't think my opinion has changed at all.
Not about the defense?
The Lions' offense is the best offense in the league.
Well, we're supposed to have the best defense, Chad.
31 points. That'd be a problem. Four straight scores when you're leading 10-0, that would be a problem. But before the game, I didn't think the bar should have been the Vikings are going to stop Jared Goff. How many quarterbacks, by the way, in the league are better than Jared Goff? It's and the teams as we know them. And you get to select quarterbacks first. Mahomes is obviously one. How many quarterbacks are better for a game this Sunday than Jared Goff? It's not a long list, man. I mean, some of the numbers he's putting up lately, he almost had three straight games with a passer rating over 150. He's over 140 combined the last four. When the Rams acquired Stafford, they win the bowl. And a lot of people thought, well, Detroit's just going to have Goff for a year, fill out that contract, because they ended up with, what, two number ones, I think? Wasn't it Stafford and Goff for two number ones?
I think you're right.
And how many quarterbacks are – I think there's one quarterback who's definitely better than Jared Goff. Can you say Josh Allen is definitely better?
Not this year.
How about Lamar? Is Lamar definitely better?
What, two MVPs?
I mean,
that's pretty good.
Well, his past is way better.
Yes. I'm just saying, I don't think he's slipped. You know, he's.
So for good. A game, I'm with you. I take Lamar.
Probably Lamar.
Lamar's two. Allen's had some really poor games this year.
Yeah. I don't think there's anybody else in the NFC that's coming to mind.
No. He's got great skill around him and an offensive line. He has the most talented offensive team. So maybe that skews it a little bit. So that's my point on the defense where, and again, more is being made of Blake Cashman's absence. This sport is brutal. Aiden Hutchinson wasn't out there. And with all respect to Blake Cashman, who's been a very fine player this year, a part of a number of excellent off-season signings. Blake Cashman is no Aiden Hutchinson as Lloyd Benson enters the room. Okay? So every team is going to lose individuals. And I'm sure they missed him because it seemed to be some confusion at times because not only is he very good at what he does, he's the guy who's communicating with Flores. He's the guy who's communicating with players. He's got the dot. He's the quintessential middle linebacker. So, sure, he was missed, but we can go through this constantly. And so often what happens is if it's your team that loses, you mention who you don't have. But funny, you don't mention the other teams all across the league and who they don't have. I thought before this game, if they met on a neutral site, I would have picked the Lions. I think the Lions are a little better. Even though the Vikings are 5-0, and they've been the surprise of the league, and purely on record, I get it. But the talent on the Lions the last couple of years, Dan Campbell, after being just clownish in Miami, has turned into be a really good fit for this team. Their general manager, is it Brad Holmes? I think that's the name. Made a lot of good selections. I think they're in the mix. And in the NFC, can I join the crowd and say as of right now, the two best teams in the NFC played about six blocks from here yesterday. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Right? Because, is it even a debate right now in the NFC?
I'm trying to think. I don't think there's anybody in the East.
Let's just go. Commanders, right? Jaden Daniels. I don't know. Did he's got some rib issues, by the way. ASU's own Jaden Daniels.
Calm down.
Yeah. He did leave and go somewhere else and won the Heisman. But, the formation of that star set was set up on Mill Ave, man.
Does he hate his kickers, too?
God, what an overreaction. My God. You knew that backpedal was happening fast. Nobody in the West. What's happened to the 49ers?
Brock Purdy's showing who he really is, finally.
Okay. Are the Packers in the mix at 5-2?
They have to be close because surviving the couple weeks, doing better than surviving, winning the couple weeks with Love out. Yeah.
Well, right now the three best teams in the NFC are in the NFC North.
They are.
And I think they're in order right now. I have the Lions 1. I have the Vikings 2. I have the Packers 3. When's the last time that happened, by the way?
And the Bears ain't bad.
And the Bears are 4-2, and the kid quarterback is playing better and better. Hasn't played much of a schedule, but he's not Daniels so far. But if he's your rookie quarterback and you're not even halfway through the season, you're saying, to quote PA, let's play.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's what I'm saying. It was bang, bang game. 2-point conversion, the 5-yard illegal formation penalty. Earls Reichert's going to try a 68-yarder. What great drama that would have been. It's an automatic if you're going to have a field goal to win the game. But 68 yards? And by the way, the way the kid has kicked, he has missed. And the way he's made these 50-yarders... Are we going to now have to start penalizing kickers for missing field goals? Because it's just so easy now.
I told you off air last week, I think we need to go to mandatory barefoot kicking. Take the shoe away.
Something. I know the obvious one is you're going to narrow the uprights. I think if you miss a field goal under 45 yards, you lose a point.
You lose a point.
You lose a point.
Wow.
You got to do so. They're so good. So.
Maybe the other team gets possession of the ball at the 50.
Maybe that's it. Something is even more penal. Because now it's just, outside of my school, everybody makes a field goal.
Right.
Has your opinion discernibly, significantly, notably changed after the loss? Because I can go through a lot of things why they lost. I got notes here, Dave, that only I can read, and 15% of them I can't read them. So I can give you examples of play calling, Darnold's throws, where did Jefferson go, Cam Bynum getting faked out, Grenard, all this stuff. But I thought the Lions were a little better before. I think the Lions are a little bit better now, and I think the Vikings are the second-best team in the NFC. And even if we put aside how shocking that is, that's a pretty good spot to be in right now. Now, I'll get to why I think that separation might be even more as the season goes along, but you text me, stylesfinancial.com, talk and text lines. Did your opinion change in any way on the Vikings? And by the way, you're allowed to say, you know what? They played the best team in the NFC, and I feel even better about them. They've played a tough schedule so far, no doubt. Did your opinion change yesterday? 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
27 past the hour, 12. Of course we have a bumper music theme. We don't have anything to give you this week. So we can tell you right away the bumper music theme. It is?
Stealing.
Want to expand?
Well, Minnesota Lynx had a title stolen from them last night.
Stealing.
We're in unison. Thanks to your texts. You're all on board. You finally joined the rest of Minnesota. You're finally blaming the refs for all of our sports issues. Well done.
I don't think I blame ball, but and we'll get into this with Sloan in about 7-8 minutes. It took me a while, but
once you jumped on board, you found the waters very nice.
The officiating was incompetent last night. Now, we will point out the contrast to game 4. When the Lynx benefited from the disparity.
Must you do that?
And I don't remember a lot of people
must you
pointing that out. But we'll get to that. Okay, what do you think? Do you have a notable different opinion of the Vikings after, by the way, you're playing the game to win, right? Somebody should say, "What? Who are you? You're blaming officials and now you're saying the team lost. What happened? You went soft." You play the game to win, as a guy who screwed up my football team out in Tempe said over and well, he said the one time, and then he said it over and over and over and over.
Play to win the game. That's
yeah,
right, Herm.
What do you think?
I think it raises questions about the defense. I think it has to. I'm not saying the defense is terrible, but for a defense that was unbelievable through the first five victories,
yep,
has to be questions. I mean, you can, what, Goff goes 22 of 25, no picks. You were averaging, what, 60-some yards giving up on the ground, and they got about 140, I think, and, you know, including a couple big runs.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Bynum still wondering what happened.
I mean, he's been really good.
Yeah, I think there has to be at least a couple questions raised, and you can't blame it all on missing Blake Cashman. It's part of it. But, you know, I think were they exposed? Was it a bad day? Are the Lions just that darn good? I don't know. But
That is the best comeback. That if you look at when momentum is changing games, look at how Green Bay moved the ball. Look at how the Jets moved the ball later. 49ers moved the ball later. Now, all those games, you had a sizable lead. And here you have a lot of talent. They're, I don't even think it's a debate. They're the most talented offensive team because the offensive line, they had one guy out, I forget who, but they're really good. Wide receivers are great. The two running backs are great. And the quarterback's top five quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But by the way, if you get to January, you're going to play some good teams. Right, so that's the number one. I'll give you another one. And while Darnold had a lot of good numbers when you're getting to later January, most of the time the quarterbacks are at worst top 10 and top 5. And again, he had a number of good throws. But when you're going up against upper-level talent, do you think Darnold, in the fourth quarter can make those plays? Because there were examples yesterday. There are a couple. No, I mean, Aaron Jones was unbelievably wide open on the one interception. The throw on the rollout to Jefferson, where Jefferson and Addison were in the same spot, was not a good throw. Then on the third and seven, on the drive where they end up kicking another field goal, he's got Addison wide open. I get it. If we sit there and have a chance to watch kind of the 22 and all the stuff, we probably see Mahomes missing guys. But there were just some key moments yesterday where Goff is making those plays, and it's a small margin, and Darnold was not.
Yeah.
And that's notable.
No, it's true. To me, for the defense, I think you mentioned it, it's the Vikings have been unbelievably good in the first quarter this season. Outscoring 58 teams.
58-3, yes. And the three was from when Ham fumbled and the Giants did nothing and kicked the field goal.
Exactly right.
58 straight points for the Vikings in the first quarter. Opponents, zero.
Yeah. It seems to me like the defense is unbelievable early, and then teams catch on. Now, is the defense unable to make a change?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And also, I heard, again, second PA reference, I heard him mention today, the Lions have the by far the best plus-minus in the second quarter.
Yeah.
So they kind of, you know, and that was before the game, so it played out exactly how. All right, more sports than normal in the first hour because a championship was determined last night, and it was perfect for Minnesota fans for one group. The group, which is a big group. We always get screwed group. The officials are always out to get us group. Sloan Martin knows the WNBA extraordinarily well. Sloan is next on CZO. Our friend Sloan Martin joins us. You watch the Lynx game. She might be calling the game. She might be the analyst. She might be the sideline reporter. She knows the WNBA extraordinarily well, obviously involved in so many things. Big Ten Network, Olympic coverage. Left us and said, lose my number after having a great run here, too. But a good day to have Sloan on, considering what took place in Brooklyn last night in overtime. Liberty win by 5. They win their first title in 28 years, which Cheryl Reeve pointed out in a rather mocking tone. Let me get to this part to start, where the WNBA and the commissioner If they're trolling us, I love it. If they're this tone deaf, I'm a bit bemused, Sloan, where the commissioner is wearing a dress with the New York skyline on the dress as she's presenting the trophy. And then the WNBA early in the day, Sloan, with this tweet, the trophy is right where it belongs for the 2024 WNBA champs at New York Liberty. Are they this clueless about just the presentation and appearing and appealing to impartiality?
I mean, at best, Chad, you can say clueless. That is being, I think, charitable to describing what a flub that is. It's honestly something I keep rewinding here in my mind today. Like, I can't believe that actually happened. And longtime WNBA fans are absolutely accustomed to this league shooting itself in the foot over and over and over again. But that was something that I don't think anyone could have foreseen. The dress with the New York City skyline, the trophy where it belongs, that yes. is honestly stunning. It's stunning.
It's almost like I had to look at it twice and say, is this a bit? Is it a parody account? No, they're doing it. Okay, so let's jump into the main debate. And I jumped in last night. I watched I watched 98% of this series. It was thrilling. Right.
Yeah.
I don't think the quality of basketball was great last. Let's just start even there first. The quality of play last night. I was making this point to a number of people who were texting because at times it wasn't great offensively. Let's just be honest. But there are a number of series you will watch in the NBA's example and also in the WNBA, whether it's the fifth game or the seventh game, when teams are so familiar with each other and then there's so much tension where the defense can dominate. And there's always this balance of, okay, what is really good defense and what is poor offense and maybe overwhelmed by the moment? How did you try to decipher that? Like, I mean, the Wolves, the most famous game in Wolves history until last year was when they beat Sacramento, Sloan. It was 83-80. Yeah, I called that game. It was just an ugly, grimy game. Because there was all sorts of tension. How did you balance that out last night with the Liberty and Lynx?
Yeah, you're right. I still think that this is the greatest series in WNBA history, for sure, when you look at two overtime games, when you look at the margin of victory being within, I think it was under 5 points, even including a 14-point win for the Liberty in game two. But you're right about game five. It was awkward. It was low scoring. The Minnesota Lynx are one of the best defensive teams in the WNBA. But you also have to wonder, too, how much of this, Chad, was influenced by the officiating. Mm-hmm. You're looking at one player for Sabrina Ionescu for New York who shoots 1-for-19 and wins. And yeah. That, you're right. It's hard to put that kind of game, that kind of performance on that kind of caliber when you have performances like that. Brianna Stewart was inefficient really for a lot of the season compared to what we're used to, and then especially in game five as well. But it does make you question, did the offense get affected by the way things were officiated, especially in that game five, as the coaches went back and forth with their own complaints throughout?
Yeah, I was stunned, honestly stunned, how poorly Stewart played. And then is Stewart coming in this year was probably viewed as, what, the second-best player and should be rightfully so viewed as no better than the third, because Collier was by far the best player in this series. Not even a shred of doubt. But let's just – Sabrina Ionescu, as you know better than I, has been a superstar from Oregon on. She was putrid. I mean, she was just terrible last night, and she wasn't much better in game four. And that's the part, along with the officiating, and we'll get there. We're getting there all along. That's the part that I'm sure is going to drive Cheryl Reeve nuts, is that in game five, we eliminated Sabrina Ionescu. This is her talking. And then Stewart, while rebounding in a presence, wasn't close to her normal scoring sense, wasn't close to the one game in game three when you went, uh-oh, that's the Stewie everybody talks about, 22 in the second half, 13 in a row. Is she about to kickstart it? And is she going to be the one to lead the Liberty? Well, they won, but neither one of them was really leading the team.
What we took from this series, and really this season, I think, Chad, is that Nafisa Collier and Asia Wilson are the best players in the world.
Yes.
Nafisa has now surpassed Breanna Stewart in that kind of tier of the best players on the planet. And that was what made this season so fun to watch and so rewarding. We knew the talent was there. How just strong fundamentally Nafisa Collier is, does everything right. The kind of way she's able to fill the stat sheet every single night, but the warrior, the lethal mentality that she developed this year to become one of the best players on the planet along with Asia Wilson was extraordinary to watch. And leading this entire series in every statistical category, over 3.5 steals per game, is still mind-blowing for me for the defensive player of the year in the WNBA. But you're exactly right. When you look at the box score, when you see Ionescu and Stewart shoot as poorly as they did and not win, just really makes it hurt even worse, because you're not typically expecting to get those kind of performances from such superstar players.
Yeah, I mean, the Liberty are like a lot of teams in sports now. It's the super team where they've come there. And then when two of them are so far below their standards in the last two games, including the deciding game, you win that. So let's get to the officiating. So I thought, I mean, my mindset normally is, especially in the playoffs, let him be physical. Let him be physical. And I thought there was plenty of that in the first few games. I thought it was pretty clear to me as I'm watching Sloan that it was getting so physical last night that the officials had to step in at times, and they really didn't do it. Then you have the disparity. Okay, so last night, free throw shooting, the Lynx were 7 of 8, and the Liberty were 21 of 25. Now, I think it's valid to point this out. In game 4 at Target Center, where the Lynx won at the end, in that game, the Liberty were 9 for 9, whereas the Lynx were 15 to 20. So the disparity in free throws in game 4 was plus 11 for the Lynx. The disparity in this game was plus 17 for the Liberty. How do you look at that in the officiating games 4 and 5, and what disparity, if any, you see?
Quick disclaimer here first, Chad, and that's that as a basketball watcher and as a basketball broadcaster, I don't want to say the word ambivalent is not the best thing to use. I just see officiating as something we have to deal with in this game. And both teams are dealing with it. No one's going to be happy. And I think you really have to be selective in choosing those moments when you're going to go off or complain or call something out.
I agree 100%.
And this, to me, you know, that is one of those moments where both coaches obviously have their complaints. It was caught in the huddle. I don't know if we saw this on social media or while you were watching, Chad, but the head coach of the Liberty, knowing so much that the referees were giving them calls that night, she said she urged her team to embellish. That is another kind of stunning thing to hear. And then, you know, immediately we don't hear from that huddle anymore. But just to see that was how that side was feeling about the way things were being officiated last night was really, really eye-opening. And, you know, you can't really argue with Cheryl Reeve and Nafisa Collier going to the free throw line 0 times, shooting 23 shots. That's also a pretty stunning thing to see as well. You're right to point out the same thing happened with Breanna Stewart in game 4. She shot 20 times, shot, I think, one free throw in that game. Both coaches were right to say there are some problems here. And I especially appreciate Cheryl saying, how do we not have a third party to look at this? Like in most other leagues, to get things right. When you see that kind of play on that final play, not only ignoring the travel that was so obvious that happened with Breanna Stewart, but the context of that kind of contact from Alana Smith compared to the rest of the shot attempts, not just from that game, from that series,
right?
It's hard to reckon with what happened in that particular situation.
This is Sloan Martin. We're talking about last night, Liberty win, Lynx so close to their fifth title. So let's go through the entirety of that sequence, because the Lynx staged the comeback. Stewart misses 2 free throws before she would later make 2. Lynx have the ball. They milk the clock, and then they get it. And I don't know, maybe it was a second or two too soon, but barely that. But if you get the ball to Collier and she's got space, she's got a chance. It was excellent defense by the Liberty, but that is a chance on where your star player, again, by far the best player in the series, is going for a layup. And they didn't show it on TV, which, by the way, I thought was a really bad decision. I went back during the break before overtime started. I don't think it was a foul, but there really wasn't a great angle. So Fee's got a chance to make that dozen. And then the Stewart one, you're so right. It's four steps. It's just four steps. And you laid it out. Considering late in the game, how the game has been called, hand on ball, that's just a terrible call. And then a poorly worded explanation also, which added to the probably the fury from Reeve and anybody else who's watching that game. I mean, wasn't just Lynx sympathizers who were saying that. I mean, Twitter, for just basketball aficionados, were absolutely crushing the officials. And I am so with you, Sloan. When I call games, I would be so reluctant because I get so tired of it. But I thought there were so many examples of incompetence last night that it deserved to be pointed out. And also I wanted to point out the differences also, which took place in Game 4. But last night was just different. And, oh, by the way, it's for the title.
That's what makes this so frustrating to deal with. For Lynx fans, for basketball fans, too, and Nafisa Collier just posting on social media kind of a sign-off to the season, how gut-wrenching it is on her Instagram, I believe. And then she included screenshots of their reaction to calls or non-calls, and then a screenshot of that final play of regulation with Smith and Stewart. So this is clearly something that is going to stick with them, that is very much on their minds. I mean, even if you're not going as far as Reeve to say that this was stolen from us, mm-hmm. that was her words that she said in her post-game interview, that
one other word.
One other word that we can't say here.
Right.
But there is absolutely some reflecting and changes that need to come from the WNBA, because you're right. This is, when you're talking about a game five of a championship, this is players' lives and their legacies that you cannot be messing around with. And I see the chatter too, Chad. Of course, other calls have cost other important games in basketball history. We know this.
Sure.
It's a part of the game. But last night, just, it's really hard to sit with too.
Great stuff. Thanks, Lauren. We'll reach out again soon.
Thanks, Chad.
She's fabulous on so many topics, including the WNBA. It's 51 past 12 here on the home of the Minnesota Twins, WCCO. It's 12:56. That is the Linus Construction Time Check. Time to get free installation labor on Minnesota-made Infinity from Marvin Windows. It was coaching malpractice that the Liberty didn't go to Jonquil Jones constantly. I mean, incompetence. Lynx. I mean, Collier's trying. Smith is trying. They wrote to me. So many more better things happen when Jones had the ball. But you were talking about it during the break. So after Stewart, you know, walks, no foul, makes the free throws, Lynx have time.
5.1, I think, on the clock.
Yes. And McBride, who was really good and is a big shot maker off the inbounds play, is open. But what happened?
Shoots a fadeaway three from 4 feet beyond the arc while the defender's coming at her.
Jones, by the way.
Yeah.
Much bigger player.
Yes.
If she pump fakes
or just put the ball on the floor, the entire lane was wide open. There was nobody there.
100% right. And she's a smart player. That was a dumb play. You know there's 5 seconds left and you're catching it. And not in balance doing that, you have to know on a night when she was really, really, really good. That was a poor decision because there was no need to rush that shot. Overrated, underrated, properly rated, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.